Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
I wish I could describe to everyone like what's happening in this Steelers-Vikings game. It's going to be fourth and goal from the three. The field goal unit starts to come out. Aaron Rodgers loses his mind. The Vikings call timeout. Tomlin looks pissed. The offense stays on the field. They run it up the middle on fourth and goal from the three. And he stopped at the one. So now the Vikings have it on their own goal line. 4:09 to play. And Jordan Mason has like a 6-yard run to get them out of the shadow of their own end zone. So look, Steelers are still up two possessions here, 4 minutes to play. Just like, you know what? No. It can't be easy. I should know better at this point. No, it's never going to be easy. I'm going to do a little play-by-play here. All right, second and four Vikings on their own 7-yard line. Wentz out of the shotgun. Empty formation. Wentz drops back to pass. Scans. Fires it over the middle of the field. Pass complete to Justin Jefferson to the 18-yard line. First down, Vikings. We are under 3.5 minutes to play, and the Vikings need to show a sense of urgency. Do we get sued if I keep doing this? Yes, right?
Yes, 100%. We would okay. Get sued.
Okay. All right.
Maybe all right. Every few plays, but not every play.
All right. Lions and the Browns. Props. The name is Bond. Isaiah Bond. Now, I don't want to go through his whole story, horrific allegations against him prior to the draft. I think, a lawsuit was dropped. I don't want to speak about it. All I know is that he's playing for the Browns and that he was undrafted and he would have gone on in the second round if that hadn't happened. I'm not making excuses for him. If it's true that he should be in jail, I have no idea, but he's playing. And he's cutting into not just Jamari Thrash's playing time, but Tillman and Judy's also. Isaiah Bond, over 14.5 receiving yards. Let's play Isaiah Bond anytime touchdown and Isaac Tesla anytime touchdown as well for the Detroit Lions and the Cleveland Browns. Patriots and the Panthers. I actually hate all the yardage props in this game. I don't like any. If I had to play one, I would play Drake. It's gonna be May. Over 25.5 rushing yards. But I do think this is a fun anytime touchdown game. So I'm going to play Kyle Williams, the Patriots rookie receiver. Mike Vrabel keeps talking him up. No Patriots receiver has emerged yet this year. Small money bet on Kyle Williams. For the Panthers, with Jatavion Sanders out, the number one tight end will be Tommy. I knew you were tremble when you walked in. Tremble, tremble, tremble. Mitchell Evans, their rookie tight end, is going to get some burn in this game. Mitchell Evans, he has a twin brother, Ness. Anytime touchdown. And if this is going to be the Travion Henderson game, and I think that it might, I want to play Travion Henderson. I don't want to play his yards, because who knows if Ramondre is going to get all the carries. The way that I want to play this is Henderson, not just to score one touchdown, as Jordan Addison's loose, and Jordan Addison may score here on this play. Addison tackled at the 1-yard line. Vikings will have first and goal from the one with under 3 minutes to play. That's like a 60-yard pass to Jordan Addison. Was on some of my fantasy benches today. See, it can't be easy. Travion Henderson to score 2 touchdowns. Travion Henderson to score 3 touchdowns is how I want to play Travion today. Chargers and the Giants. Won't you be my neighbor? Malik Nabers. Jordan Mason loses a yard on first and goal at the one, so the clock continues to tick. Steelers up 24-14. Vikings second and goal coming up from the 3-yard line. Malik Nabers over 64.5 receiving yards. Anytime touchdowns. Najee Harris out for the season. Let's go to Kamani Vidal Sassoon. You don't look good. We don't look good. Kamani Vidal, anytime touchdown. And Jackson Dart had a training camp rapport with rookie Giants receiver Bo Collins. Bo Collins, anytime touchdown today for Big Blue. Went second and goal. Pass off the hands of Jalen Naylor and incomplete. Third and goal coming up. The Vikings will kick a field goal if they have to make it a one possession game. They need two scores anyway. Eagles and the Bucs in Tampa. The Saquon Barkley number has finally dipped low enough where I'm willing to take it, even though he has struggled this year and Tampa's run defense is awesome. Saquon over 76.5 rushing yards. With Mike Evans out and Chris Godwin back, three wide receiver sets for Tampa are likely to be Igbuka and Godwin on the outside, Sterling Shepard in the slot, which leaves Tez Johnson and former Buffalo Sabres goalie Ryan Miller as the backups. Play one of them. I don't know who's going to score, but I would play one of them, Tez Johnson or Ryan Miller, to score a touchdown. Third and goal pass tipped down at the goal line by Juan Thornhill. Fourth and goal coming up for the Vikings. We'll see if they should send the field goal unit out to make this a one-possession game. 2 minutes and 13 seconds to play, and the Vikings only have one timeout, so they're going to have to onside here. Rams and the Colts in Los Angeles. Puka Nacua, right now, currently, the first digit in his yardage prop starts with a 9. It needs to start with a 1 with Kenny Moore out. I know it's square. I don't care. Puka Nacua over receiving yards, and I'll play A.D. Mitchell over receiving yards as well. The Vikings are leaving the offense out there on this fourth and goal. So I'm going to do play-by-play here. All right, fourth and goal, Vikings. Wentz in the shotgun, Mason to his right. Three receivers to the left. Wentz fakes the handoff, rolls out to his right, passes it to Naylor, and Naylor squeezes in. I screwed up the end. Touchdown, Vikings. Jalen Naylor from Carson Wentz. So the Vikings make it 24-20. An extra point will make it a 3-point game with 2:08 to play. Rest in piss to everyone that bet the under in this game. That's a brutal way to lose. A.D. Mitchell over receiving yards. Anytime touchdowns, if you can find decent prices on Jordan Whittington and A.D. Mitchell, go for it. I don't think the prices are any good on touchdowns in this game. Niners and the Jaguars. I'll be the idiot that bets on Brian Thomas. 57.5. He had 56 yards last week, and he dropped every ball under the sun. Brian Thomas Jr., over 57.5 receiving yards. Will Reichard's extra point is good. It is a 3-point game with 2:08 to play in Dublin. If I lose the Steelers bet, Ravens and the Chiefs in Arrowhead. Rashad Bateman, over 32.5 receiving yards. I'm tilting right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, this cannot happen.
Let's get a couple first downs, man.
One first down. It's over.
Yeah.
Bateman over 32.5 receiving yards. Anytime touchdowns. Tylan Wallace, Christopher's son. He's the Ravens' clear third option in the passing game. And how about this one? Now, I'm basing this on nothing other than my own opinions. I can be wrong on this. The Chiefs have... Oh, here's the old man... Like the Steelers, like octogenarian special teams coach screaming. I wonder, maybe Caleb Johnson will let the ball bounce over his head again and be recovered for it. Where was the old man then?
No cutaways then.
Can we give him his Rolex and send him into retirement? Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt look like they're running in quicksand. At some point, the Chiefs have to give Breshard Smith more carries. Their rookie said he's actually got some burst. I want to bet Breshard Smith to score one touchdown and two touchdowns today for Kansas City. Raiders and the Bears. She got a thing for that Gucci, that Genty, that Prada, that BCBG Burberry, Dolce & Gabbana. Ashton Genty, over 67.5 rushing yards, anytime touchdowns, with Michael Mayer out for the Raiders. Carter Runyon, Johnson. Michael Strahan just beat him for a sack. Carter Runyon, anytime touchdown for the Las Vegas Raiders. Onside kick is in the air. There's a whistle blown. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on. They'll probably
the
have
fans
to
in Ireland know what's happening. This is probably the first time I've ever seen an onside kick.
Wait till the drunk fans in Ireland get to learn about the landing zone. which like oh, lot, we don't understand in America. Sober or drunk.
Ball on the Packers, 40.
Packers and the Cowboys, last one. I think, Femi, you can speak to this as a Cowboys fan. This will be explosive play paradise for Jordan Love. Tucker Kraft is their explosive play guy, a tight end, over 44.5 receiving yards. I also think this could be Matthew Golden's breakout game. Anytime touchdowns, Ryan Flournoy for the Dallas Cowboys at a double-digit price. He will play, obviously, at receiver with CeeDee Lamb out for the Cowboys. And those are thy royal props for Week 4 NFL Sunday. You better you bet. Here, Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, countdown to kickoff. All right. We'll do the underdog money line parlay in a second, but the Vikings are lining up for like the actual onside kick here. Okay. So Pittsburgh recovers, and the game is probably just done. We did see an onside get recovered in Week 2. The Panthers recovered an onside kick against Arizona. All right, Reichert's kick is in the air. It is recovered by Roman Wilson for the Steelers.
There you go.
Okay. So listen, the Vikings have two timeouts. One is the two-minute warning and one of their own. So, I'm just doing the math here. They're going to get the ball back with like 40 seconds and no timeouts, potentially.
Yep. That's like the best they can do. And they only need a field goal, which is not ideal, but I think you'll be good.
Shut up, man. Don't do that. Please don't do that. All right. First and 10 Steelers. We're at the Vikings 49. So they got a good field position here.
Football.
All right, Rodgers hands off to Kenny Gainwell. Gainwell goes for 5, so it's going to be 2nd and 5 here. Minnesota does not use a timeout, so 2-minute warning. And that's smart that they don't, because if they do, it's a free pass play for the Steelers if they call the timeout there.
Exactly.
Because there's going to be a stoppage in play anyway. So 2 minutes to play, 2nd and 5 for the Steelers. The Vikings still have one timeout remaining. A first down ices the game for Pittsburgh, and they would win 24-21. Femi, first, anything happening on the board? And then let's talk underdog money line parlays for today.
Yeah, there is a little bit more money coming in on the New Orleans Saints. There actually has been the first 14 minus 110. That is populated at a sportsbook here in Las Vegas. So a 14 is out there. If you want to lay the Buffalo Bills, I want to think about this a little bit more during the break, but like that would be my bet. It would be on Buffalo laying 14 against New Orleans. Like I understand that Buffalo's defense isn't that great, but like they should light that defense on fire, the Bills offense against that Saints defense. So I'm going to take a look at that one during the break to see if I want to bet that. Also with the premier game of the afternoon slate, Ravens at the Chiefs, we do have a 3 minus 110 on the board in Las Vegas. That is a bet that will be placed also during the break. I do not agree with that whatsoever. I get
Wait, say that again. Baltimore what Steelers. Is it?
3 minus 110.
Oh, for Ravens. Okay.
Yes, Ravens 3 minus 110. I believe the Ravens should be favored, but it should never be 3. Like 1.5, you want to sell me on that? Whatever. But at these prices where you can now get Patrick Mahomes in a home game at plus 135 on the money line, yeah, I'll take that bet. I don't care. Like, I'm very comfortable losing that one. I'll sleep like a baby at night if I lose with Mahomes at home at plus 135 just to win the football game. So I will be betting Kansas City +3 and money line, and I have to give it some thought here on New Orleans if I want to lay the 14 with the Buffalo Bills.
Dude, Carson Wentz is 320. Honestly, like, he's played great, all things considered.
Yeah, behind that offensive line, like, it's a really good game. I would have expected a lot worse.
I'm being serious. Like, he should play the rest of the... I mean, we'll see. But, like, he's way better than McCarthy. Is it right?
I mean, the goal for them was to figure out if McCarthy's good or not this year. Like,
no.
Have you figured that out in one and a half
way.
Games?
No way. That's not the goal.
Yes way.
The goal for them is to win a Super Bowl. It's not to figure out if McCarthy's good.
Yes way. Try to win the Super Bowl. But, like, are you going to win it with Carson Wentz? No, that's not happening.
Well, but you got to give yourself the best chance to win. This isn't like the Titans with Cam Ward here, where, like, Cam Ward could be the worst quarterback ever. No, but Cam Ward's never getting benched. They can't win. He's going to play the whole year.
They drafted J.J. McCarthy in the top 10. They need to figure out if he can play.
But the Vikings harbor, if Wentz is good, I guarantee that you won't see J.J. McCarthy this year again if Wentz is good. I guarantee it. You think if Wentz is good, they're going to pull him and put McCarthy in?
He had 327 today. Let's see what he does next week. I don't think that's happening again.
I'm not saying that I think Wentz is going to be. I'm saying if he keeps doing this, he should play the whole season.
Okay, yeah. You want to play him the whole season, and then you lose in the playoffs, and then now next year, what is J.J. McCarthy? We're right back to the whole conversation heading into this year.
Oh, boy.
What did you accomplish? Like, that's my thing.
Kenny Gainwell, this was almost a total disaster. Honestly, it was a handoff. They're going left to right on your radio dial, a handoff to the left. Rodgers, actually sprung him on a block. He was going to get tackled for a couple-yard loss. He ends up gaining 5. This is going to be 3rd-and-1 for the Steelers. Minnesota calls timeout, 1:52 to play, and a first down for Pittsburgh ends the game. So Pittsburgh 1 yard to glory here. We'll see what the play call is for the Steelers.
Just Bush.
With Aaron Rodgers?
With Hayward. Did they do it earlier?
Did they? Did I miss it?
Yeah. Yeah, they did a little Hayward tush push.
With Cam Hayward?
Cam's brother. No, Cam's
Connor
brother.
Hayward.
What's his brother's name? Connor. Yes. Yeah, Connor.
Was the quarterback? I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, they had him under center. Yeah. A little Connor Hayward tush push.
Why don't they do that here?
Big body.
What's the underdog money line parlay? Very quickly.
The underdog money line parlay for me is a frisky one. Let's lean into the variance with the New York Giants. I have Giants +250, Jags +145 outright, Chiefs +135. Pays a little over 19-1. Giants, Jags, Chiefs, all winners. Go get you that boat that you want. I love the actual Giants to win this game. And I love the Jags and the Chiefs as well. So that is the underdog money line parlay for me.
I don't love the underdog money line parlay today. Chiefs and Colts for yours truly. I usually, and it's like a bit we do on the show, Sam will give one out and then I give one out that's like 30-1. I have a lame one today, just the Chiefs and the Colts.
Yep.
The Steelers just called timeout. So when we come back from break, we should know if they have converted their first down or not. 3rd-and-1 from the Steelers coming up. A first down ends the game, sends Pittsburgh to 3-1, drops Minnesota to 2-2, and most importantly, wins me my bet.
Yeah,
best
baby.
Bets for all of today's action coming up next to wrap up the Week 4 Sunday edition of the show.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.